Chanting, "Shut down Kais Saied" and "Freedom, end the police state," protesters pulled down barriers blocking the roads leading to the parliament building in the capital, Tunis. These people are marching against the measures imposed by President Kais Saied since he sacked the prime minister and suspended parliament 4 months ago. Some have made the trip from across the country.
We did not come here to clash with others or cause anyone any harm. We came all the way here to tell those in charge that we want a taste of freedom. We've tasted freedom before and we don't want to be deprived of it ever again.
Hundreds of police officers had blocked off the area where thousands of protesters were gathering on Sunday to demand that Saied restore the elected parliament and have democratic rule. Sunday's protests were organized by a group calling itself Citizens Against the Coup, who promised to continue their demonstrations and expand them to other cities.
We have been under one-man rule since July 25th. An individual who violated the law, violated the constitution, shut down the state, closed parliament with tanks, shut down government and state institutions, suspended the constitution, and today closed the streets, the soil of the republic. Today the country is closed.
President Saied insists what he did in July was not a coup, but others called it a threat to the region's few democracies. In September, he announced he would rule by decree, while ignoring parts of the constitution. And last month, he formed a government and appointed a new prime minister. President Saied has promised to uphold people's rights, but there are fears of a return to the days of one-man rule. Dorsa Jabari, Al Jazeera.
Well, Simon Speakman Cordell is a freelance journalist in Tunisia, and he's been speaking to demonstrators there.
But just to my side, there's about 7,000 to 9,000 people who've assembled in, outside the parliament building under the auspices of the coalition Citizens Against the Coup. Now, 7,000 to 9,000 people sounds a lot, but we're told many more have been blocked from actually getting to the capital. I've seen footage of roadblocks in Gabès, which is in the south of Tunisia, and elsewhere. Certainly for me, even to get here, the taxi had to stop some way distant, leaving me to walk. We've seen addresses by many of the sort of pro-parliament speakers, not least Jawa Mubarak, who's called for a sit-in outside the parliament until it's opened. We've also heard calls for the release of the Islamist leader Saifuddin Makhlouf, who's been jailed on assault charges from an incident at the airport some time ago. The police force here is significant. I was stopped, I think, a kilometre and a half distance and then searched before entering the site. There is a line of riot officers in full armour. It's relatively intimidating, but with that said, the crowd is mostly middle-aged. They seem fairly well behaved, and their focus is very clear that they want this parliament open.